Michigan voters will decide in November whether to legalize recreational marijuana for adults. One major issue is how to keep it out of the hands of young people. Tim Schlumberger is an Aspen, Colorado high school student. On a sunny morning last month, he was hanging out with a few friends at a Boulder, Colorado skate park. He says he doesn't use cannabis, but many of his classmates do, and some do a lot.
Yeah, it depends. You got some people who are doing, like, started smoking weed when they were really young, and then they just got into harder drugs and stuff, and really screws with them.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, teenagers who use cannabis products are especially at risk since the teen brain is still developing. So getting an effective message to young people has been an ongoing effort in Colorado. Andrew Freeman was Colorado's first state government marijuana czar. He now works as a consultant helping governments with their own marijuana industries. Friedman says Colorado's first teen education campaign was called Don't Be a Lab Rat.
We thought it was a softer message than just say no.
The campaign featured human-sized cages set up in public spaces around the state. Friedman admits it didn't go over well.
The industry and advocates looked at it and said, those look like prisons. And we're like, no, they don't. They're giant lab rat cages. And then the rest of Colorado took a look and said, no, they look like prisons.
State and industry officials believe their messaging has improved since then, and the data suggests the message is working. Mike Van Dyke is with the Colorado Department of Health. His division monitors the effect of marijuana on public health. He says recent surveys show marijuana use among Colorado teenagers remains at the same level as it was before legalization. But there are also disturbing trends.
What we are starting to see in the adolescent population, we are starting to see some of that changes in types of products that they're using.
For example, Van Dyke says more teenagers are dabbing. Dabbing involves inhaling smoke from concentrates, which can be 50 to 90% pure THC. Researchers say dabbing produces a more intense high than other ways of consuming marijuana. And hospital emergency rooms may be seeing the results. Dr. Sam Wong is a pediatric emergency physician at Children's Hospital in Denver. He says a review of ER records shows the percentage of pediatric visits for marijuana-related health issues roughly tripled between 2005 and 2015.
Potentially, it's not that they're using more, but adolescents, when they're using, or the ones who are using, maybe using more potent products and being exposed to more higher amounts of THC.
Some health officials here in Michigan want to get ahead of the problem. Earlier this year, the Genesee County Board of Health came out against the November ballot question. Kay Doerr is the board president.
And if mom and dad are using it recreational, that sends a message. That models a behavior that makes it more likely that they will use as well.
For some, education is the best solution. Molly Lutz and her partner Sarah Grippa have developed a new curriculum for schools. It's already being taught in schools in Colorado, Texas, Florida, even one in Michigan. Lutz says they wanted to get away from the just say no model, which often equated marijuana with heroin and other drugs.
If we continue teaching marijuana with heroin, meth, cocaine, and other substances, we're going to lose the students whose parents may be using medicinally or recreationally. Students already know that it's quite different simply because now it's recognized as a legalized substance here in Colorado.
Lutz says Michigan educators need to be ready to answer questions about marijuana before voters decide whether to approve legalizing recreational use in November. I'm Steve Carmody.